For the Beaver Radio Network, Kelly Schultz, along with Ryan Prigge, a senior cross-country runner out of Ely, Minnesota. And first of all, 671 days since you competed in a cross-country race. It seems like forever. What's it like getting ready for this Friday?
Like you said, it has been a really long time, so we're just so excited to finally be back racing, and yeah, we couldn't be more excited.
Well, this summer has not been the easiest probably to train. First of all, you're from Ely. I know the Boundary Waters canoe area has been dealing with some forest fires up there. We've been dealing with the smoke coming in from Canada and the heat this summer. What was it like training during this past summer?
Yeah, the heat and the smoke were definitely hard factors to train. Mostly it was just trying to either run in the morning or in the evening when it was a little cooler, but yeah, definitely did make it more difficult to get those runs in.
Well, you open up this season this Friday at the Dragon Twilight in Moorhead. It's a very unique race. You've run it before. What do you expect out of it?
I guess it's always kind of hard to gauge because it's a 4K and that's kind of different than what we're used to running, but it's a really fun meet. Like you said, it's a twilight meet, so it's at night, and the course is usually pretty flat, so we all are just usually really excited to get kind of that first race under our feet.
Well, you've got seven newcomers to your team. You added a Trek and Field Star to your team, Maurice, from France. Talk about some of those newcomers and what you expect to see out of them.
Yeah, so they've all competed in track last year, but none of them have raced in cross country collegiately yet. So we are really just excited to see what they can do and what we can do as a team having them for the first time.
Well, for you, you hold a bunch of BSU records already, the 4K, 5K, and you're second in the 6K overall all-time BSU. For you, how do you set a personal record for this season? Do you just want to beat your times? You kind of are competing against yourself, aren't you?
A little bit. It's hard to set a cross-country time because the courses are all different, and so obviously the times can vary a lot from a course with no hills to a flat course and so on. But yeah, mostly I just am excited to be racing, and my personal goals are just to improve and improve the times, I guess.
Well, there's only five veterans on the squad. What kind of advice have you given to your newcomers?
A lot of them have raced cross country in high school, but college is a little bit longer distance. So we've just been kind of preparing them for those longer races, and ultimately just telling them to run how they know to run, and just kind of they'll figure it out as they go, I guess.
Well, one of those newcomers is a freshman from Black Duck, Minnesota, which is just a few miles north of Bemidji, Zoe Mills. What do you know about her? What can we expect to see out of her?
Zoe is a very talented, very competitive, very driven athlete. She has shown us a lot in her freshman year of track, and she actually raced the 5K distance in track and had a phenomenal time in the low 19s. So we expect really big things out of her, and we are really excited to see what she can do this season in cross country. So,
for you, Ryan, being a senior, what's it like? This fall is a lot more normal compared to last year's fall, but not quite the same as when you first got here on campus. How have you made those personal adjustments to everything that's been going on?
Yeah, I feel like you really just had to take it as it comes. You know, each day is different, and when you think something's going back to normal, you know, there's changes all the time. So ultimately, I'm just really excited to be able to compete for my senior year and to share cross country with all these new girls on our team and just to experience it, I guess. So I'm really looking forward to all this year has to offer.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you do great things again, Ryan. Good luck this weekend at the Twilight, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.